Move on to the next action item, which is 1183.
Adopt the fiscal year 2014-15 fall supplemental budget and make other budget-related changes.
Mr. Scott.
Good afternoon. Andrew Scott, City Budget Director. And today what you have before you is an ordinance to adopt the fall budget monitoring process, which we affectionately call the fall bump. And what I will walk through very briefly is just a few of the changes. We did have a work session on this last week where I think we covered things pretty thoroughly, so I won't spend a lot of time on those details, but I wanted to talk about a few of the changes between the work session and what was filed, and then I believe there may be some amendments today as well. So you should have your packet, and again, we covered this last week, but just to talk about things that changed between the work session and what we talked about last Tuesday and today, there were changes in the capital section. The PBOT, two of the projects there for bridges and structures and signals and streetlights were reduced slightly, $110,000 each. The Parks Walker HVAC control project for $490,925 was added to the bump for funding. There was also an engineer position for unreinforced masonry structures, and that was added in the Bureau of Development Services. Total cost there of $217,816. And finally, $50,000 was added to the Office of Equity and Human Rights for translation and interpretation services. So again, a total of about $538,000 added to the bump after that work session. And then I believe there are some amendments that council might be interested in making today, and then we'll talk about those, and then I'll just talk briefly about the bump as a whole.
Just to clarify, the funding for the development services engineer to work on the unreinforced masonry, the offsetting reduction in the Bureau of Transportation's capital projects is also included in these amendments?
Yes, those reductions in the capital projects.
Right? And Andrew, all the changes you've just described separate from the amendments were incorporated in the final bump submission by the mayor last week?
That's right. It was incorporated.
That's before us right now?
That's what you have in your packets that was filed for today. Correct.
Okay. Questions about where we stood at that point? And then again, there's a set of amendments in front of us that that we ought to put on the table that I think capture further discussions since the work session. So, Commissioner Fritz, do you want to dive into those?
Right. So there are several adjustments. The first is to increase the general fund bureau expenses in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement by $75,000 to fund a limited-term mental health specialist position. Didn't talk about that in the previous hearing we just had on the Department of Justice implementation. The intent is to have a full-time person with expertise in working with people with mental health challenges that will be located in the crime prevention section of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, partly to help with the COAB process, the Community Oversight Advisory Board process, to enable folks experiencing mental illnesses to have appropriate accommodations, also to work with the Office of Equity and Human Rights and the Commission on Disability on educating city staff in general about how to help people experiencing mental illnesses engage appropriately in our city government process and get the services that they need.
Okay. Mr. Fritz, quick question, because I support this fully. Is it your expectation then in the regular budget to come back and make this ongoing?
Yes, sir.
So this is bridge funding that gets it launched?
This is launched right away because the need is urgent. I think there are several items that will be coming into the regular budget, including the mayor mentioned the equity translation services at $50,000. If it works out well for the remaining 7 months of the year, then I think I am anticipating that the mayor would be bringing a request for that in the budget.
Thank you.
Okay, so is there a second to that motion?
You want to do them as a package, Mayor?
You want to keep going? I think if it's all right.
Let's see if they're not
controversial. Do them as a package, and then if anyone wants to pull one out to talk about it further, we can.
The second is to, well, this one said, this is not correct. The second is to increase the
You have to increase the general fund because it's contrary to budget policy to carry that over.
Okay, so the second is to increase the general fund budget expenses in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement by $25,000 to fund the Livability Program and the Community of Neighborhood Involvement Center Program. And that's one from the mayor.
Right. The reason it's a new expenditure is that, again, it was originally proposed by the Bureau as a carryover, but that would be contrary to budget policy. So we're going to try not to be contrary to budget policy.
There is another ask, though, that's missing off of here that you and I had talked about, Mayor, and that is for an additional position. Again, bridge funding, and then we'll be requesting, you'll be requesting it in the regular budget for $65,800 for the Office of Neighborhood Involvement to fund a manager position in the livability program. This is in recognition of the marijuana, recreational marijuana program having passed, and at least put it, get it, they're going to need more staff gearing up for that program. It could subsequently be funded through marijuana tax revenue, but we need it now in order to be able to set up the structure for how recreational marijuana is going
to
be.
Well, let's come back to that one since it's not on the list, but we might want to
I'm not sure why it's not on the list. The third one is to the fourth one then is to reduce the general fund bureau expenses in special appropriations by $30,000 for the $300,000 for the funding of the Halperin Fountains. There was an error in the allocation last week because the Halperin Fountains have already received $300,000 in major maintenance funds from Parks and Recreation. So the difference is $200,000 there. So that would then go back into the general fund. So we'd be increasing the general fund contingency by $200,000 in relation to these first three expenditures, because there's $100,000 in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement and $200,000 coming back from $100,000 going out to Neighborhood Involvement, $300,000 coming back from Parks, resulting in a net balance of $200,000 going back to contingency.
Okay, and then there are two more in Parks there, or actually three.
The Parks one is to request, since the bond measure passed the day before, the day of the work session, asking for $71,680 to fund a bond program coordinator position in the Portland Parks and Recreation funded by Parks Bond revenues.
Yeah, and then the final one is just again, an accounting question of reducing the CIP contingency to pay for the position you just described.
Right. And then to adjust the exhibits to represent these changes to funding positions.
So that's a bond measure program that will eventually be paid for by the bond measure.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Did we get that right?
Yes.
So second, maybe we've got a second on that package, and then we can take up the questions around the edges. So.
I'll second it.
Okay.
So there's been a little miscommunication, and I understand some technology glitches. So let me just, I will support the amendments, but let me just make a plea, because I think this has been a exemplary bump process, collaborative and transparent. And what I would ask in the future bumps is that, to the extent practical, the council gets copies of amendments before the day we vote on them.
Yeah, if we'd had a working computer on Monday, that would have been possible.
I understand there were some technology issues on that, but that would be my preference. I know that's the budget office's preference, so I would ask that we adhere to that if unless there's some other emergency. And Mayor, all of these have been worked out between you and Commissioner Fritz. So they have your support?
Yes, they do. They do have my support. So
should we vote on those first?
So why don't we take unless there's any further, anyone want to speak on those amendments to the budget? Unless on these amendments to the budget? No, not about the budget overall. About these particular amendments.
We'll do the testimony. You signed up later.
Okay.
Is it just the amendments?
Okay. Come on up, Lightning.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Humanitarian Lab. A couple of the amendments, number one, I commend Commissioner Fritz on the mental health position that you're basically paying for. I had discussions in the past on that and it didn't come through yet. So again, one of the things I wanted to just bring up today is I'd like to see this individual in this position to possibly work in an area where they can do outreach services, meaning walk outside. If somebody wants to have a discussion with them, just a ongoing discussion, possibly they can do that. Again, what I want to see is more outreach to where people have the ability to talk to somebody, again, who is a trained professional in the mental health industry. There's a lot of good-hearted people out there who think they have the ability to give somebody advice. They're not properly trained to do that. And that's what I want to make sure, is that when people are trying to improve their health, they're listening to people that have the proper qualifications to be able to do that assessment and to also help them. And anybody that does not have the proper qualifications needs to be a little bit hesitant on trying to improve their mental health. And that's why this position, I think, will be very advantageous within the city, where they can go in and talk to a person such as this individual. Now, another thing I'm going to disagree with Commissioner Fritz on is the Parks Bond position that you want to do on the bond, another position. In my opinion, you have excess amount of money through SDCs right now.
Can't use that for the bond.
Well, you can't use that on the bond, okay? That's you've made that very clear to me. Thank you for answering that. Thank you.
Thank you.
What he was talking about, the first thing, someone, I don't know who can be, what it takes to get certified to be in the field of taking, because, I mean, people need to be, like, with a lot of compassion and love. I mean, a lot of these people have a lot of radical decisions, and they're unstable because they've lived that way. But what he was saying about pulling someone aside and having someone that they can deal with those kind of things, like, they have to be on the same kind of level of understanding, because a lot of these people don't know where anybody's coming from, because they've never experienced anything they never experienced things where people want to be involved. I mean, people that ration out and do things, like, someone could misinterpret half of the people that this is for, what he was talking about, where they might misinterpret somebody because they're being overly nice, and there's got to be someone that is in the field and understands where it meets, because not everybody understands and takes it in. And, I mean, it has to be set down gently and understanding. What was it you said? What he was talking about? How much was that? How much was that going to that cost?
It'll be about $75,000 is what's in the budget.
For
7 months.
I mean, did you guys find somebody that's going to lead this into the...
The Mayor Hales and I will be working together on, and we will be involving the community in making this hire. It's a new position.
Oh, nice. And so we're going to try this out, and you guys are going to follow along with them and step by step. That's awesome. And so what do you how do you guys feel about this? This is exciting, right?
We hope so.
Yeah. We hope so.
Thank you.
Well, hopefully the exciting things come from this, and it meets everybody meets their goals, and thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so anyone else? Then let's take a roll call on putting those amendments into the ordinance.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye.
Okay, and then the other position you mentioned regarding marijuana, I wanted to try to get Josh Alpert down here, but I'm not sure if he is. But
Josh was there when we discussed it in my office last week.
Yeah, that one I don't recall. So
I can do a quick recap of where we are then in the bump,
okay.
And
yeah.
Maybe Josh will make it down. So just to cover the other things, just to recap, and again, we talked about these at the work session, so I won't go into detail, but happy to answer any specific questions. But the bump as it stands now will allocate $4.2 million for capital investments, and that, again, exceeds the 25% minimum by city financial policy. It will add FTE. It will add about 48.5 regular FTE and about 57.5 in total, including limited term positions, and those are spread throughout all the bureaus, including non-general fund bureaus as well. There are some key changes, and they're In terms of next year, the fiscal year 15-16 current appropriation level targets, and again, as we discussed at the work session briefly, due to a reallocation of how the Enterprise Business Systems division in the city will allocate their costs, there's about a $1.2 million cost to General Fund Bureau, so we'll be adjusting their Cal targets to deal with that. This bump also approves fuel station replacement and addition, and so again, making progress on the five fuel stations we have that are in dire need of replacement, as well as adding a new fuel station at the Sears Center and also on the east side. So again, this ordinance authorizes the debt issue. Well, the debt will need to come back for that, but it authorizes the OMF to move forward with a plan for that, and also target adjustments to deal with the increased cost for general fund bureaus, again, for the increased cost of the fuel. And then finally, a small adjustment to the public safety systems revitalization program, reducing the Cal target by $332,000 as that project, or as those projects begin to wind down, and those funds are no longer needed. And in the end, general fund contingency will stand at $1.3 million, given the changes that are in the bump currently.
Okay, good, thank you. So Josh is here. There was a question about this position. Why don't you come on up with respect to preparing the what's been our liquor license staff now to deal with the question of marijuana dealers.
So the challenges that the staff, the one staff person, Teresa Marchetti, as I mentioned at the work session, is already overwhelmed with with the liquor issues, that it's just not reasonable to expect her to manage the gearing up for the recreational marijuana program. So as we discussed in my office last week, adding a position for $65,800 for a manager in the livability program that would then be expected to perhaps be funded with tax proceeds, or in some other way it would go into the budget next year.
But you want to just go ahead, Josh. Sorry.
Yeah, that was the conversation I had with the ONI director as well, that even regardless of the gearing up for marijuana, there is a backlog. Teresa does great work, but is one person. I think there's an ongoing backlog of licensing that they continue to struggle with. And then when you add on the regulation of marijuana in whatever shape it will come to, that'll just further the backlog. So there does seem to be the need for a new position, whether it comes now in this bump or in the spring bump is up to you. I think doing it now as a limited term probably does make sense, because as we're having conversations with the legislature on how we as a city handle what's coming forward over the next year, making sure that we have the staffing in place to deal with that will be helpful. There already are going to be more and more conversations with OLCC over the next several months as they're trying to wrestle with how regulation is going to move forward, and having the ability here, the bandwidth to have people on staff attending those meetings in and of itself is going to be somewhat of a challenge.
Mayor, so can I just, if that was the discussion and is supported by your policy director, I would just move that as part of the amendment package, so we can do it as a block, and just add that as an amendment to the package we have.
And once again, these are one-time dollars, so that has to be a limited-term position in this budget
until we come back in the regular budget.
I also do believe, Mayor, that we'll know potentially a little bit more by the time of a vote on the budget next year around what our regulation authority will be around marijuana. And so by doing it now, it affords us the ability to be part of those discussions in a more meaningful way. And then we may not have that need come next year. We may.
Okay. All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion on that amendment? And let's take a roll call on that amendment as well.
Mm-hmm. Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, so that'll change the bottom line total, obviously. So I think, unless there are any other amendments that anyone wants to propose, then we have the ordinance ready to move. Now the question is when we act on it. And I think, again, with combination of not having much information in time for today.
What's your preference, Mayor?
I'm fairly agnostic. I think we could act on it today with the emergency clause still on it, and I would be content with that, but I'm not interested in railroading anyone.
Commissioner Fritz?
So I have multiple positions in the Bureau of Development Services that have been anxiously awaiting this bump. I now have the additional position in the Parks Bureau to get going on the bond projects, which, you know, we want to deliver as quickly as possible, start seeing the construction happening in Portland's neighborhoods now that the voters have allocated the money. So unless there's a particular reason for us to delay till next week, I would appreciate the vote today.
Well, whatever internal communication issues, Mayor, it is on the agenda. It is marked an emergency, and I'm prepared to proceed to a vote.
Okay. Steve, are you comfortable with that?
Since Commissioner Fritz seems to be the only person with a strong feeling about it, and her feeling is we should go ahead, I think we should go ahead.
All right. Then unless there's any further direction from staff, we'll take
We were just reminded we still need to take testimony on the entire...
On the overall package. Okay. So we've got that full package in front of us. If there's anyone else that wants to testify on the now amended ordinance.
We have about four people signed up. Ben Pickering, Lightning.
Those that have already spoken.
And Charles Johnson. They were speaking to the amendments.
You don't need to speak again. But. Okay, go ahead.
Benjamin H. Pickering. So the budget here, we're talking about the money issue. We need to come up with the solution. I mean, everybody's solutions are you know, it's always good to hear everything and we're in all sides. But I mean, taking in consideration, I mean, I can only know from experience of being out there and need I mean, it's one of the big things, but I mean, if you know, like, if we could throw some money, I mean, if you guys could take the budget and throw some money, I mean there's tons of things you can come up with solutions all day long, but throwing money toward, like, they always throw condiments and build buildings and whatnot, but I mean, for a piece of a land, or, you know, with like a motel kind of a thing going on, with where it could be built up like two stories with several rooms, and people brought in and in recovery from the streets and just saving a life. I mean, sitting back this winter is going to be so rough. I mean, this is really coming down to brass tacks. I have a few people that's went in a war in my family, and I've heard tales and their friends talk about things, you know, you never leave a fallen man behind, but, like, we can't just sit back and mark it off as someone passed away or got sickness. I mean, and it helps, too, is take a lot of viruses and sicknesses off the streets, because people can walk around, and because of the cold, they get their noses start running, and they sneeze on something, or an office person walks by and grabs the door, or they grab the door, in and out buildings, and this and that. Well, people out there that are struggling, I mean, it causes the inside and out. People get sicknesses. Well, that's one of the things they had brought it up in Loretta Smith's over there, the council over there, is about the sicknesses, and it's going to be rough this year with the heavy rains we got coming and the freezes and different things. But we can't just sit here and mark off every person that passes away, because we can do something now. I mean, the budget, it saves in the end. You're saving a tremendous of money and lives and loved ones, and it puts a big dent on survival and caring for our city, our Portland, and people. We all came from somewhere, but anyway, just the compassion and love and gratitude and being in leadership, and that's giving someone leadership. Thank you.
Thanks. Go ahead, Lightning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Humanitarian Lab. As usual, I think Andrew has done an exceptional job on this. Now, basically, one of the things that I'd like to maybe see more funding go to would be the city economist. And we have a very good group as far as on the city economist and his team players. And I want to see their services utilized more than possibly Portland State University. And I'd like to start looking closer at different type of projects that they can actually have funding geared toward them to do some of these studies that we see a lot of. And when I look at the City Economist, I just praise them for their work and their abilities. At PSU, I do not. And we have some of the great, the best economists at the City of Portland, in my mind. That's my opinion. And I'd like to see them have more funding go to certain projects because they are more than capable. They can have consultants come from outside locations to assist them. And I don't normally see a lot of additional funding going in that direction. So that is a concern to me. I'd like to see that to start happening. Another thing I want to watch real close on this is that I want to make sure on the overall budget and, of course, the urban renewal and different subsidies and PDC that we pay close attention to Jordan Snitzer and Centennial Mills. I want to see his project happen. I want to see him get the subsidies he's asking for. I want to see a development agreement put into place before the end of the year with the current subsidies already being offered. But I also want to make sure that that project isn't put on the back burner. That project is pushed through, and the subsidies, whether it's a certain amount in the next year and then possibly some the year after, that those subsidies that he is asking for at this time are put in his direction. Jordan Snitzer is a very good developer. He knows what he's doing. And somebody up here, I believe it was Charles, said that when the developers get subsidies, they also need to give back to the most vulnerable people out in the community. And Jordan Snitzer has time and time again. So again, I want to make sure that these subsidies are looked at very close and to make sure that his transaction, a development agreement, is put into place and Centennial Mills will happen. Thank you.
Charles?
Good morning, Commissioners. Again, for the record, and Carlos typing over there, my name is Charles Johnson. I'm actually mostly not going to use the 3 minutes this time. I just want to encourage you. This has gone fairly smoothly, although I think that citizens would have benefited from getting some exposure and clarity to the kind of summary there in Exhibit 6, talking about the different departments where things have gone up and down. I am pleased, though, to hear that we made it through this process without having to talk about police overtime. So there's signs of success.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else?
Barry Sutton, unless Crystal Ilinski came back.
Thank you.
Barry, how are you?
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Commissioners. Hey, Barry.
Hello. Barry Sutton, and I'm here again. You've seen me a number of times sitting in the back. I can't seem to get here on the to talk to you about something that's very important to me.
You need to talk about this budget. Okay?
Well, yes. I'll start with that. An issue of Willamette Week when you first became mayor, and you said you wanted to spend as little as need be on stuff. You wanted to stretch the money and do well economically. The Bud Clark Commons is a really good idea, and for people that have are coming off the street and are really in a bad way, but it costs several million dollars, and that's for 100 people. The three city blocks in back of the old Washington High School could take on hundreds of people, and excuse me. I saw it work one time. I went to St. Patrick's Church for a long time, and before I'd come in for the service, I'd pick up around the homeless people that were there. Well, that worked out very well for them. Father Mayo put forth about, I guess, $40,000 for garbage, for water, the pumping devices for sinks, for the outhouses, and all that stuff. And that worked very well, and it would work for quite a long time. I would have worked for quite a long time. There was one variable, though. It's a pretty much the same situation, yet the Department of Transportation owned that area, and and what they wanted to do, they wanted to move back on there. They wanted a place for their rakes and hose, roadblocks, hoses, and all their equipment, and they put the people off of there. This was the first Dignity Village. So in this situation, the Park Bureau owns the land in back of the old Washington High School, and to have that land and have people on the streets, on the sidewalks, build shelters, and then the police come along and tell them, hey, you've got to get out of here. They don't have nowhere to go, and then it just doesn't make sense. And I want to know why. I'd like to talk with all of you. There are four of you here now. Why you feel that isn't right or that couldn't be, and even talk after city council.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Yeah, I did get a letter from Commissioner Fritz, and thank you very much for that. I appreciate it, about why this couldn't be, and then Commissioner Fish introduced me to Mrs. Erickson and Portland Housing. They had assessed the neighborhood. The neighbor didn't like it, so the zoning could not be, and Commissioner Saltzman isn't here. I brought that up to him about emergency zoning. It certainly is emergency zoning when people are living on the sidewalks and they have no other place to go. Please, right here now, any comments about this?
Not now. We've got to move on, but thank you.
Thanks very much. But I need them to talk with you personally about this.
All right, thanks. We'll try to do that. Thank you very much. We've got to move on. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
So I think we're ready for a roll call on the ordinance as amended.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Mayor Hales, for your partnership in identifying priorities, both in paying off debt so that we can then fund the gas tanks, which is crucial, and in looking at the crucial positions within the city budget that we need to go forward. I do appreciate Mr. Sutton's testimony, and it reminds me that Doreen Binder is in my office patiently waiting for me to get to a meeting. She asked me to let folks know on camera that the Bud Clark Commons Emergency Warming Shelter will be open tonight. We are expecting some more severe weather, so I appreciate Commissioner Fish and Saltzman and also the mayor's looking out for folks who are outside in this very miserable weather. Thank you for the budget. Aye.
Fish.
Mayor, this was a collegial and collaborative process, so I want to thank you for that. To the Independent Budget Office, we just take for granted they do a superb job. And one of the things that the public doesn't see as much is Andrew in his ambassador role, touching base with the offices to keep current on people's wish lists, priorities, concerns, and then sharing that with the mayor at the appropriate time. And that role is extremely important. And it is the fact that you're an independent office that it has even more credibility. So thanks, Andrew, to you and your team for a great job. This is an unusual bump for us, Mayor, because through most of my service in this council, we had to cut budgets. And now we're reinvesting. I just want to say I'm pleased we're investing in infrastructure and exceeding the cap that we normally have at these moments. I'm pleased that we're investing in people. And buried in the details here are a couple things that are very near and dear to my heart. Because of this bump, we'll be adding a second ranger patrolling the Bull Run watershed, which is absolutely essential. And I thank my colleagues for that. We'll be investing in East Side businesses. We'll be investing in hunger in East Portland through Zenger. We'll be looking at additional resources for the arts. And we got a preview, Mayor, of an exciting new partnership that involves Concordia, Fabian, and the community. And I deeply appreciate you putting $100,000 down. I think this partnership will be as compelling to us as a council as the one we supported in David Douglas. And by giving them an initial investment, I think it gives them further momentum as they go forward to build out something which I think will be transformational for low-income kids in East Portland. So, thank you, Mayor. Thank my colleagues. Thank the Budget Office and all those who participated in this process. And on this bump, I'm pleased to vote aye.
Hales.
Thank you. Just a few broad strokes that I think echo the word that you used over and over again, and that's investment. I think we're making investments here in things that people would want us to spend one-time money on, which is making our city a little safer for the next emergency, investing in infrastructure, investing in better services for our citizens as changes occur, investing in our parks, and also systematically and carefully looking at ways that we can start working our way back from some of the cuts that we've made in the past to the capabilities of now overtaxed bureaus. So I'm pleased with this package. I think they're prudent investments. They're investments that are going to make sense. And I think we're all able to look our constituents in the face and say, you know, once again, this council has paid down debt, paid for basic infrastructure as our first impulse for what we do with new money as the economy improves. And I hope we're always able to say that. Thank you, Andrew, to you and your team once again for great work. And to all that worked on this budget in our own offices, including our own staffs, I think this is a good package, well-crafted, well done. Aye.